The United Kingdom has a new prime minister. Today is Boris Johnson's last day in the job. His Conservative Party just announced that Liz Truss, the current foreign minister, will take his place.
Because, my friends, I know that we will deliver, we will deliver, we will deliver.
Willem Marks reports.
Truss will take over 10 Downing Street from Johnson, a leader laid low by a succession of scandals. But he has, whether wittingly or not, played a part in her successful campaign to replace him.
She's seen as having been loyal to Boris Johnson, and the Tory membership are still quite fond of Boris Johnson.
Anand Menon is director of the non-partisan think tank UK in a Changing Europe.
Liz Truss has emerged through a mixture of luck and great political nous as the person who best exemplifies that Brexit mood that was so well encapsulated by Boris Johnson.
Menon says Truss is polished and direct, and in her approach to international affairs and economics, Margaret Thatcher is an inspiration. But while her hawkish foreign policies, principally on Russia and China, may prove popular right now, there will be much to test her free market thinking.
It is an incredibly challenging moment to move into Downing Street. Apart from the cost of living crisis, Britain is being racked by a whole series of strikes in both the private and the public sector. You've got a war going on in Europe. The in-tray of the Prime Minister is not one that I envy.
Mark Steers now runs the Policy Lab at University College London, but once taught Truss as an undergraduate at Oxford, and says one element of her character has stayed consistent since then.
A sort of desire for controversy, sometimes perhaps provocation, saying the unexpected, making people think and trying to, you know, sort of catch people off guard with sometimes creativity and originality, and sometimes just by finding the issue or the argument that nobody would have predicted.
Steers calls her behaviour politically chameleonic, beginning her career in the Liberal Democrat Party before switching to the Conservatives, opposing Brexit before backing it.
She holds views always very sort of passionately and with great energy, but she's quite happy to get rid of those views if they're not working for her politically or working for her parties.
And Truss has remained relevant under very different Conservative prime ministers by adopting a range of positions that match political priorities inside her party. That's according to Ben Judah, an author and senior fellow at the Atlantic Council think tank, who says her adaptability may prove helpful.
Consistently throughout the Conservative Party's recent history, the members tend to be disappointed by the leaders that they select, who begin campaigning from the right and then try to govern from the centre or even the left of the party in order to win over the middle ground in British politics. And the consistency in Liz Truss of always putting her interests first is that we can expect her to be doing that.
In the past, Truss's sometimes erratic public speeches have spawned internet memes, and Judah says she faces, like all women in British politics, what he terms a misogyny tax. But her promises to cut actual taxes and play tough on the global stage may prove difficult in the current climate, he concludes.
She's not going to have the political or the economic space to try and stand up to China or the EU over the Northern Ireland Protocol this winter with the British economy in such a terrible state.
She will instead have to prioritise rising energy prices and rampant inflation that could prompt a major recession. Without strong solutions to such serious challenges, many people, including supporters, acknowledge Truss may struggle to retain her new role beyond upcoming national elections, expected within the next 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.